Hi, everybody. It's Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Bringing you the Thursday edition, the day that we were normally on WBAI. We're bringing it to you at Facebook. Today, I want to talk about craziness. Yes. Craziness. There are a few different definitions. And although I've said this to you before, I want to say it again because so many people are confused by it. Crazy could be simply neurotic. And pardon my use of the word, it's an old word, but it simply means you do the same thing over and over again, hoping that the outcome's going to be different. You go to a bar, you meet somebody, you take them home, they leave you in the morning. You can't help yourself. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. Your friends say, well, why'd you do that? I thought it would be different. You fall in love over and over again. You think it'll be different. You take a job. You risk money. You lose money. You gamble. It's repeating the same behavior over and over again with the hope that the outcome will be different. Now, that really sounds, although that sounds like a very funny thing to be doing, it's not such a bad idea. Maybe the outcome will be different. You know? Maybe you will get better at it. And maybe you'll improve each time. Like, let's say you're a gambler. And you go to a casino and you gamble $1,000 and you lose it. You come home, you can't pay your rent, you get kicked out. Next time you go, you put a limit on yourself. This time you only lose $900. And then you lose only $800 because, not because you're learning to play better, you're just learning to not damage yourself as much. Well, gambling and love are very closely related. You take fewer chances. So that's that kind of crazy. See, that's one. And that's most people. That's psychological stuff. That's repetition. And if you think about it very often, the person lives out a drama just like they had in childhood, exactly the way they were. It's like they brought their mom and their pop home with them, and they're living just like they did as kids. They have families they don't like, just like when they were children. It's almost like what Freud called a repetition compulsion, a need to repeat. So this is one form of craziness. Now that is where you are in your mind, but not of your mind. You don't own it. Then there's another kind. There's a kind where you lose your mind, or you abandon your mind. And there I think of three different kinds of craziness. Sometimes you could see a person has burned out their chemicals. It could be a purely, many of you have known hormonalist insanity, what it's like to be possessed by hormones or by neurochemicals. And your mind just makes you nuts. It's like you're on steroids. It's like you're rageful. You're just outside of your mind. You know better, but you're outside your mind because the chemicals are kind of running you. Now, what are most of the chemicals doing? The chemicals are touching your amygdala. They're having you firing on all networks. And there's some piece of you that's asking this question. Where's the danger? Where's the danger? Where's the danger? Now, so all craziness has behind it this concern about danger. The first one is what we call paranoia, where you say, where is the danger? And you look for things and you actually create them. The danger of those bugs crawling on my skin. The danger of those people talking about me. The danger is what's happening out there politically. When you convince your nervousness that there is a reason for your danger, then that's when your mind starts flipping over. Now you just focus on those things, and they call that paranoid schizophrenia, where you truly, truly believe it. There's another kind of craziness which has to do with withdrawal. We are saying, how do I get safe? How do I get safe? The only way I'm going to get safe is if I'm completely withdrawn from the world. And you hide out and you don't talk to anybody. And you stay in your room. And you order things in. And you try not to face anybody. Because you know they're going to lock you up. And a third one is one where you're not just withdrawn, but where you have a dying fear, a fear that you're dying, and you're terrified all the time. And that's another kind of crazy. Now, I believe that the real insanity, when you lose your mind, it flips over into a kind of a chemical mess. And there, I believe, it's not just psychological, but chemical as well, because the psychological you could deal with. By finding some love and finding some attention. The craziest person will be warmed and soothed by somebody who truly cares. But sometimes truly caring is limiting the person, stopping them from doing more damage to themselves. So when you're looking at each other, my friends, and you're saying, that person is really wacky. Well, what makes them wacky? The fact that they repeat things? The fact that they have big emotional expressions? No. Anger and rage doesn't mean crazy. But most probably it is crazy, because why would anybody get that angry? What's upsetting you so much? You know what I mean? You were betrayed. Oh, come on. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Let's take a step into a little music, and I'll come back and we'll keep discussing it with you. But this song does it so well. So well.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Such a profound song. Who do you think you are? You think you're so in charge? This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind here on WBAI. Bringing you ideas, concepts, guests, help you lead a more positively minded life. So crazy is when you're gone. Now, then there's a few things. Sometimes a person sounds crazy. And they sound like they're going to kill themselves. They talk suicides. There you have a danger. Because just because they talk suicide, how are you supposed to behave? What are you supposed to do? Call the police right away? Very often people are just trying to get some kind of attention. And they do it through the most dramatic ways. by swearing they're going to hurt themselves. And it's a very hard line for you to cross if you care. So getting the attention of the police or the doctors probably isn't a bad idea. But sometimes that's all the person's doing. They're setting up an alarm. They're saying, please, somebody, pay attention to me. But sometimes they really are in danger. And when they are in danger, when they really want to hurt themselves, they usually don't announce it as much. What do you have to determine? The main thing you have to determine is what do you want to live with? Let's go back to the original concept here of neurosis. That neurosis is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping the pattern is going to change, hoping you're going to get a different outcome. Are you hoping to get a different outcome? Are you living with somebody who is out of their minds, beside themselves, not in touch with themselves, who doesn't know there's something wrong? Are you living with somebody who's just blaming, blaming, blaming? Or are you somebody who is just blaming? In this case, my friends, this is where we have out of your mind. And you don't want to be there. You want to be trying to do something for yourself that brings you to your mind so that your life is in your control. Hey, it's okay with me one way or another. You know, I would love you anyway. So this is Armand DeMille with you with the positive mind with a Thursday thought. Take this, run it around, and send me some emails. Let me know what your response is.
She seems so glad to see me. I just smile. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. Seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years.
My friends, this is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. Be back with you shortly.